God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself in.
All right, Less Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Less Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear, even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Less Visible.
Good evening to all those listening at their computers, at radios, and inside their heads through the transmission helmets. Good evening to those in other galaxies and on other planets. This is Starfleet Commander Visible coming to you from my personal broadcasting pod, directly uplinked to, but somewhere below, the mothership. The broadcasting pod, which is a combination flying saucer with sauna and other amenities, is a wonderfully appointed little unit that provides me all anyone could require in the areas of personal comfort and protection. It's got the sort of enhancements you don't see in most saucers. Not that you see most saucers in the first place. Instead of a coffee machine, it's got one of those new Bosch instant ketamine delivery systems that is served in a cup or pressure atomized through the skin via a gun delivery unit, and for one with the programming know-how, will provide most any chemical combination at the press of a few, and sometimes more than a few buttons. There's a state-of-the-art musical system that plays right into the correct area of the mind, so that only I can hear it, and manage to present this show without being distracted in the process, which is only part of me anyway. The part of me listening to the music, not the part that has to do with what I'm doing right now. I've got a steam room right next to the sauna, as well as certain other small compartments that I don't need to tell you about at the moment. The steam room provides various aerosol products that are ingested through osmosis and which maintain the corporate form in a state of continuous good health and provide resistance to all bugs and BS that generally affects the populace ordinaire. We'll be talking about bugs and BS a little tonight, so that's why I mention it. The saucer pod is also fully nuke-capable, and with a small amount of digital manipulations, I can completely atomize the entire planet, and I'm thinking about it. I've also got a few other dandy little devices that will pinpoint anyone on the planet and alter their physical composition into anything. I can turn Congress reptile Jane Harmon into a barking purple frog. I can turn Rush Limbaugh into a bag of outhouse products and even make it explode out of the television and radio and have it splatter on the walls of any house anywhere that is tuned to his program. I can bend Uri Geller into an Escher-like art piece made out of plastic spoons, and I can turn all the magazines and newspapers on Earth into American dollars with Alfred E. Newman's picture on them. I can turn President Obama into George W. Bush, but I see that's already been done. Yes, we've got a lot of things on board here, and if I want to make the atmosphere weightless, I can do the rest of the show slowly somersaulting around with the wireless microphone. I suppose I could turn the people who manufactured this new swine bird flu into swine birds, but that's already been done too. You can't see them for the same reason you can't see the aliens in the movie They Live, because you don't have the right sunglasses. I'm hoping that the efforts of some number of people and myself will help you to locate those sunglasses, but so far, not much has worked. On the plus side, it appears that more and more people are waking up simply because they've been thrown out of their houses, pretty much, and had their beds repossessed by the people who are possessed by the demons who destroyed the financial system on purpose for this very reason, so that everyone could get a taste of, well, what it's like to star in a new version of The Grapes of Wrath. But you're not all going to get to be Henry Fonda. Even Henry Fonda isn't Henry Fonda anymore. He's someone else and possibly a shrub or a house pet or the pigeon on your windowsill. You meet former celebrities every day, but you just don't recognize them. Madonna fell off of a horse the other day, and one of these days she's going to fall out of a horse, and she will also become a plant or something else over the course of time. I'm going to read you today's latest Smoking Mirrors now and hope that you will take the time to drop by the blog between visits to a Twitter or some mainstream media location. I haven't been to this Twitter place yet, but I also didn't turn into a plant courtesy of some horse, so I haven't felt the compulsion. Thank you to those who pointed out to me that it's still April, and we have our first signs of coming events for the year. We have a nasty selective virus that is doing one thing on one side of a border and another on the other side. It makes some people wonder. You don't have to go too far to wonder some more. It makes sense to the next thing that the people who have been hard at work on the majority of the bad things we've seen so far and are due to see some more of, it makes sense that they would target the population with something certain to strike fear far and wide, something that would make travel very undesirable. Yes, biological attacks would put a real crimp into all sorts of things and trot out the usual solutions that turn out to be worse than the thing itself, and which pour profits into the pockets of some of the worst people on the planet, like Donald Rumsfeld. Takes no great stretch of the imagination to see how something like this would play very well into the government-publicized and soon-to-be-arriving Summer of Rage, and makes the different population groups immediately paranoid of the other population groups. I don't have to provide a lot of evidence about the government's involvement in these things, because we've seen enough to this point to know that certain governments are deeply engaged in nefarious acts against the citizens of their own countries. We saw it on 9/11, and we saw it on 7/7, and we most likely saw it in Madrid a few years ago as well. Biowarfare has a fine economy, precision, and safety to its performance. All you need are a few people with test tubes or whatever conveyances to drop them on a street corner or toss it off a rooftop. Just add a little air, and you've got an instant atmosphere. Then Big Daddy steps in and tells everyone to remain calm while they set in motion all of their reasonable emergency measures. It's in times like these that you have to have faith in something because, well, it's scary to think about it. Government-sponsored bio-war is a fantastic idea for those who are performing it. You can inoculate anyone important to you beforehand and then just let the games begin. You've got camps for unruly survivors, and you've got coffins stacked outside Atlanta and at many other locations, and we've seen the planning that is going in and going on for major disasters over recent times. It's just a matter of time before some or all of these features come into play, as well as any number of scenarios that we will leave unmentioned for the moment. I know many people have got backup stores of food, water, weapons, and fuel, but it's in the cities where you're going to see the serious action. It is in the urban centers that the worst of it will play out with the greatest speed and dramatics. Yesterday, it was in Mexico and parts of the American Southwest. Now it's in Queens, New York, and New Zealand. One shouldn't bother to even ask themselves if certain governments are capable of such a thing. We can be certain of this. They have been at work at various nefarious schemes for a long time. They've put all manner of legal frameworks into place and removed other critical legal protections. They've been pounding the complicit media outlets with lies about certain imaginary enemy combatants and organizations. They've invaded and nearly destroyed countries based on events with which these countries had no association, and they've manufactured evidence, since proven to be false, as a pretext for invasion, mass murder, and populist dislocations. They've opened secret torture prisons around the world and been hard at work performing violence upon men with no connection to the crimes they are accused of. One country is systematically wiping out the native inhabitants of a country whose land they covet, as if this were some old American West, come back for a rerun and viciously attacking any and all with the courage to criticize them, while the majority of the world's most powerful nations do nothing. There is no telling where we will be in a week from now, a month from now, a few months from now. So far, there is no one visible who has provided any opposition to the violent behavior of Israel, the United States, and Great Britain, to name the three most blatant practitioners of genocide, mass murder, and global disinformation. Over the course of the last several days, we are hearing that porcine little Nazi, Avigdor Lieberman, declaring that Israel isn't going to attack Iran and that the United States needs to be responsible. By this time, we should know that this means there will be an incident designed to provoke the U.S. into going after Iran. Your immediate reading should be just this, or you should assume that Israel means this is a smokescreen because they are going to attack Iran just as soon as enough time goes by to convince everyone that they're not going to attack Iran. That's just how nuts it is. The other day, an Israeli went nuts on an airplane and stormed the cockpit. Immediately, and with no evidence given, we are told that the Israeli probably experienced a panic attack. Never at any recent time in any similar event have we ever heard such a thing before. Never has something like this been so quickly labeled and dismissed. And then we see that the planes in the air are less well protected now than before they seem to need protection. And no one knows where all the money that is earmarked for air marshals has gone to. $720 million, I believe. Now the President of the United States, instead of being concerned with important matters, is spending his time giving pointless speeches about people criticizing or questioning the Holocaust, which only further serves to prove who controls him instead of doing any of the things he promised to do. It is readily apparent that the truth about the Holocaust is coming out, and then more and more people every day are realizing this. By this time, it doesn't even matter if the numbers are real or imaginary. No one wants to hear about it anymore. We all have Holocaust fatigue. And we're all tired of seeing these victims wiping out the Palestinians, the Lebanese, and anyone else they decide they want to eliminate. And we're all well aware of the tens of millions of deaths that they are responsible for during the Bolshevik years and in many another time and place across the palette of history. It might be better if those complaining about Holocaust inquiry were to cease performing present-day Holocausts, which they justify because of previous Holocausts, of which they have been the authors more so than the victims. Given how extraordinarily out of whack everything presently seems to be, it's just a matter of a short period of time before they roll out the stage work for whatever they have in mind. With Howdy Doody in the White House and Hitler, Himmler, and the SS Rockettes dance review camping it up in the Knesset, it's not going to be long at all. I realize that this is an example of my better work, and I'm not telling you anything new. There isn't anything new to tell you, because the same old empty suits are up to the same mischief in front of the same clueless audience. The same vaudeville act is smacking each other around with the same nail-studded pig's bladder and then blowing up sections of the theater to make up for the lack of entertainment on stage. Please excuse me. What can anyone say when they're waiting for the curtain to go up on the next act? And the only thing that's happening is the sound of the customers rustling in their seats and a lot of coughing that might well be caused by more than nervous excitement or just a little dust in the air. So that's what I had to say today at the blog from which this show emerges, and it wasn't my best effort again, I'll say, by any stretch. But what can anyone say at this point? We're in what I call a verge period. We're on the verge of something that hasn't made its full appearance yet. Once that happens, there'll be a lot more to say, but probably not as many people to say it to. I'd like to hand out a little advice, but I don't have a situation to advise anyone on yet. As you can see, there's some ominous new circumstances to add to the already dire circumstances that are playing out around us. Your new president is pretty much protecting the efforts of the previous president, when he's not ratcheting up the same conditions even more so than his predecessor. Hey, it's only been 100 days, man. My response to that is, yeah, imagine how bad it'll be in 6 months. So I'm sitting here at the control booth. I've turned the weightless feature off, and I'm not spinning slowly in space anymore. It helps me to understand what's going on Earth when I'm in a spinning and weightless state. You might think I would understand it better if I just increased the gravitational setting to something like it is on Jupiter or Saturn. But weightless and spinning does it for me. Yeah, I'm sitting here and thinking it might be a mercy if I just nuked the joint, taking extra care to do all sorts of terrible things to the people responsible for where things are at in the first place first. But they'll get theirs on the other end. They could only hope to come out of a horse like Madonna will. No justice will be served. Justice will be served on a cold platter in the way it tastes the best when the time for dining comes around. In the meantime, I'm going to keep my finger poised, but inactive over the button, because as though as possible they're up to something on the mothership. And I just don't know about it. There's a lot of things that I don't know, so I've got to hold on to hope. The good news is that it's not the same hope that's been hyped so much of late, and it's not in the service of the same change we can't believe in. It's the kind of hope that seems to materialize in the moments of humanity's greatest need, and we've seen that a time or two before. There's some kind of justice and unknown providence that comes out of the secret spaces in the walls right after the cockroaches have assembled for their midnight feast. Here's hoping they all have a nice roach motel to sleep in with the strippers and psychopathic clown entertainment, whatever entertainment they've got lined up for when they've eaten everything but the wallpaper. Some kind of Lone Ranger or Hopalong Cassidy somehow seems to show up in the nick of time, time after time. And I'm hoping this is one of those times. In the meantime, Michael Rivero from WhateverHappenedReally.com just told me that with this hybrid bird swine flu multiple going around, that it might be a good idea for everyone to have a lot of cinnamon in their cupboard. You can look this up in a search engine in connection to antiviral remedies. I'm assuming you know how to do that. And so, I see we've come to the end of yet one more broadcast of the Smoking Mirrors variety. You'll need to come back in 2 weeks for the visible origami side. And I'm going to wish you all the best now, and hope that you're well where you are and that you'll be well when I see you again. And I will see you again. You'll hear from me in about 2 weeks, if there is one. And so for the moment, this is Less Visible, or whoever it is that's pretending to be less visible. This is Less Visible signing off, and well, what did I say? I'll see you in 2 weeks if there is one, and wishing you the warmest of alohas from my little corner of the universe, and God bless you. God bless you one and all.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.